flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Well, today's going to be very interesting because one member of this show can't talk, yet they're still here. Hey, David, how's your day?
My day's going great, guys.
Okay, thank you. David Banner starring on today's show.
I can't. I'm going to be behind the glass with this guy all day. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to stop laughing.
And he's not sick.
No, he's fine. He's
and
physically
he's doing
healthy.
What he needs to do because he's got a major performance on Super Bowl Sunday at the church.
Yeah. But right now he sounds like the third yin yang. So
correct. Exactly. All right.
Rico, when you said that pre-show, I almost fell over.
I walked in and I'd stopped dead in my tracks. And I'm like, wait, is this man whispering at me? What is this? So we got a lot to discuss. And I could easily start with the Bregman stuff, but I'm going to wait. Jeremy's update. I have a big opinion. Or as David says, about Bregman. And I mean, you know.
No, I do too.
Then F it. What are we doing? Why don't we just do it?
You know what?
Let's just do it. You know what? Yeah. We're adults. Let's just do this. Bregman can go F himself.
Wow.
This is one of the rare instances you will ever hear me defend a team not spending money or not signing a sexy name. Alex Bregman can go F himself. If the Tigers gave him a 7-year deal.
No, I'm laughing. Because we have not talked about this.
No.
We both heard the thing. And I'm sitting here saying, if you give this man that deal, you're an idiot and you did not learn from all the other bad contracts that you've signed.
I mean, I'd even invoke the name Baez. I think if you sign Alex Bregman to this contract, you're signing just a different form of Javi Baez.
Yeah.
Not in the first year. But I've already talked about Rico. I'm scared going past 4. And I would give 5 in order to be a big boy about it. But 6 or 7, absolutely not. I will defend Scott Harris and Chris Ilitch and the Tigers, which I never do.
Yeah, 4 was my hard line in the sand. Like, 4 years, okay, because at that point, he's fallen off a cliff, but it's the last year, so fine. We
Correct.
Can move on.
Right. The idea of Alex, like, I look at it, we talked yesterday briefly. All right, walk rate has fallen through the floor. I worry about the power. I worry about the ballpark. I like Alex Bregman, but hey, I'll pay you 5 or 4. Okay, you said 4. I know I'm going to get 2 to 3 good years. Me, I think the horizon's out there a little more, but I know by year 5 and age 36, he's dead. Year 6 and 7, tell you what. See ya.
Year 6 and 7, you're looking at Javi Baez, you're looking at Miguel Cabrera, the final years.
Yes. This is one, you and I are in lockstep. I wonder if people are, but then again, if we don't talk Lions, nobody cares.
I think that even the biggest Bregman apologist, like Acosta, couldn't say, yeah, go ahead and pay him for something.
No, and again, if somebody is willing to give it to him, God bless, it's what you have an agent for, and that's someone else's problem.
And you know what? I think you're saying the answer to that. Nobody's willing to give that to him. And that's why he's still there dropping his kids off at school.
He's got a 6-year offer on the table, not 7.
Right.
He's got 6. I wouldn't go to 6. I would go to 5. That's my line in the sand on this deal.
And I would probably sign that 6. If you're really that hard up for 7, bro, you ain't getting 7. And probably 6 is going to be leaving the table soon.
Yeah. Kenny, you're a big Tiger guy. You're Mr. Tank Top and Daiquiris and fun social hour in
Slick
the summer.
Back hair.
When I say these things, or when Rico says these things, do you look at us like we're the old Muppets at the opera? Or are you looking at this the way we are?
Well, I'm kind of fatigued of the storyline of Alex Bregman. We've been talking about him for how many months now? I mean, even before the offseason, we were talking about potential targets, and Bregman was one of them. And I side with you on this one. I think he can politely go F himself.
This is one I'd let the Tigers off the hook.
I do, too. And by the way, for this show as a collective to do that, I think is rare by itself. So I think if we're all in lockstep on this, I think it's important and meaningful.
We should ask the people. All 4 Tiger fans that exist.
The 1928 Club?
Yeah, it's the society. When will you get this right? 248-539-9797. But, like, you can never accuse this show of, like, shilling it up for the team. And this ain't the Benetti coffee hour. I can't yell about it. I would actually be upset. I would come on the air if you signed Alex Bregman to a 7-year deal, and I would shred it. It's irresponsible. It doesn't make any sense. I don't think you have any guarantees on his abilities past year 3. I'm willing to say in year 4, maybe. By age 36, I don't want him on my ball club. And certainly by age 37, 38. I would love to hear from people on this. Is this one as a community? We can all kind of get together and go, you know what?
Mm-mm. 3 years would have been oh my goodness, you got him for 3 years, great. Even if you got a Chapman, you know what, we'll renew it every year.
Yeah, Chapman.
4 years locking in was one of those, you're probably going to get 2 or 3. The fourth year, be prepared for just.
Yeah, Chapman was 5 years with an opt-out after each of the first 3?
Yeah.
So I figured Bregman would be Chapman plus, so it would be 5 and more money.
But the opt-outs are there, so... Yeah,
I can't do it. David, what are your thoughts? David, it's a verbal medium.
I agree with both of you.
Okay, thank you.
What?
Go ahead, Whispers. What do you got? You're Bumpy Johnson's driver.
It's you, Bumpy. It's always been you.
Now, when we call for ticket texts, there's no way you're reading these. But then we have to trust Kenny's reading comprehension. Oh, that's not good.
All right, I caught a stray for no reason again. And here I am just sitting here minding my own damn business.
248-539-9797. Kenny, what are people saying early on? Like, I don't want people to be sour towards us, but I think it's okay to just say, you know what? No mas. You're not getting a 6th or 7th year. We have a 4-year offer, maybe 5. I can't do it.
The texts are coming in. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. My thoughts exactly. Bregman can go F himself. Everyone on the internet is saying the same thing. He's being selfish, trying for 6 or 7.
Well, 1 second. Kenny, let me say this. When I say he can go F himself, it's just from the perspective of this ball club. If I put the shoe on the other foot, and I'm Alex Bregman, I'm 31 years old, this is the last juice from the orange that exists for me as a professional baseball player. I understand why he wants the extra years, because if he doesn't get them, the extra years will be spent on a golf course in West Palm. So I'm not mad. Him and his agent are trying to do what they need to do. I'm saying you can go do it somewhere else. It's never happening here.
But see, this concerns me, because is he kind of knowing this is it? I'm never going to get offered another contract, so I got to squeeze this orange for as much juice as I can. Because if you felt like, you know what, I got a lot left in the tank, so I'll take this deal and maybe I'll get one last deal. I don't think he's getting that one last deal.
Rico, if he signed a 4-year deal, he'd be done at 35. If he signed a 5-year deal, he's done at 36. I mean, at that point, you just become Paul Goldschmidt. You become the 1-year deal guy. Yeah. I like the player. I think he's a good ball player. There are concerns. I've outlined him. I've been consistent with it. I would never be mad having him here, but I'd be mad if you gave him that kind of 6-7 year deal. I say no to that. If Scott Boras called you today and said, hey, it's going to be 7 at $190, my answer is no. You can have him right now. Alex will get in the car. He will drive to the airport. My answer is no. Tell me, yeah. Tell him stay home.
7 at $190?
Not doing it. 6 years, it's still the same hard line. Look, here's the other way I like looking at it. Look at football. Look at basketball. Those two sports, we are conditioned that there are no deals that are beyond 5 years. Yeah. It doesn't exist. 4 or 5 years. Hockey and baseball are the two I can't figure out where you're just doling out 8-year deals, 10-year deals. Juan Soto, 15 plus.
Yeah,
not doing it.
Max Fried. Yeah, it's like, okay.
I know the Yankees were stupid. I know this. The difference is the Yankees print money, and it's not my money.
But what bothers me most in a deal like this is you have to listen to the things that aren't being said. This player is telling you, I'm at the end of my career.
Yeah.
So I am trying to milk this. So to sit there and think that you're going to, it goes back to what we said. You probably have another 2, maybe 3 years in you because you're trying to get 7. If you knew that you had, you know what, give me a 1-year deal. I'll come here and I'll make even more money. Give me a couple years deal. I'll come and I'll make so much money on that next deal. Yeah, I think I'm at the end, so let me see who's the biggest sucker out there.
That's what it feels like. And again, I Toronto has, I believe it's the wealthiest Canadian. I think his name's Ted Rogers, the guy who owns Rogers Communications. Like, they have very deep pockets in Toronto. Good. Let him spend it. I hope he enjoys the tax rate. I get to a point where, you know what? Have a great life.
Yeah.
5 years, I do it today. And I know, probably still get burned in year 5. I know that. But I do it. Cost of doing business, right? I'd love to hear from the people on it. 248-539-9797. We start a little different. I was going to start Amon-Ra speaketh. We're going to get to that. We also have an epiphany about the Super Bowl. We're going to do that. And I think Jimmy Butler's the root of all evil. We're going to cover that as well in a fun way. But this Bregman thing, the reports, he refuses shorter deals. He wants 6 or 7. He could take this thing to opening day. You know what?
My response?
Yeah, I don't
want
it.
Take it down the road.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, if I'm Scott Harris, just go ahead and take my name off that list. We're good.
I'd do the same thing if I were Houston. Yeah. And they have a very deep relationship with Alex Bregman. I am not signing you to a 6 or 7 year deal, man.
Bruh, right. When you come back down off of this high you're on, give me a call. But right now, you can forget about it.
248-539-9797. We'll start today with a little impromptu Bregman talk. Whispers, you doing all right? Okay, you too.
Great.
Okay, you sound great.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, let's get to the people. We kind of switch gears off that Jeremy Otto update where Alex Bregman is still demanding 6 or 7 years. My answer, Tiger should never do it. I will defend Scott Harris and the Tigers in this one regard. No way. That's a bad deal. I think 5 could be bad, but I'd still do it because it's the cost of doing business and I don't want to be obtuse. Let's go see what people have to say. We'll go to Connor, 97.1. Connor, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, fellas?
How are you?
Hey.
Well, I really agree with you guys there about the 6 or 7 year deal, but the problem is we've sat on our hands for too long, and now Bregman's the only other guy that is really going to be able to help us that's still available. I mean, we were all gung-ho about giving Alex Cobb $15 million to come out of retirement the first week of free agency, but we've been just sitting here begging for Bregman to come play with us, and it's obviously not going to happen. He's in his own fantasy world, and I like the Gleyber Torres trade, but Mike, you probably know better than us, and like, he might be 2 or 3 years older than he's saying, and I would have liked him 2 or 3 years in the past. Like, I don't know what else to say.
No,
like,
Connor, what I'll tell you is this.
He's sat here for too long.
Yeah, the problem is, like, what other third baseman was out there that you would have loved? That's your issue. When you really
I really would have loved to sign Anthony Santander and slide everyone down.
Right, but again, different position. Like, I'm with you. I wish they would have gotten a right-handed bat earlier in the process. But when you look at positional need, the one place outside of short, and they weren't going to do it. It's going to be wait for the kids. McGonagall 2026 or 27. Connor, what I'll tell you is this: Bregman fit everything they wanted. But once this, if you put a good 5-year offer out there, if you had topped Houston's offer, something of that nature early, and he didn't take it, you're right. You could say you should have moved on. But the fact is the Tigers haven't signed anybody to any term. Cobb is a 1-year deal. Glaber's a 1-year deal. Flaherty, for all intents and purposes, is a 1-year deal. Tommy Canley's a 1-year deal. So maybe they just didn't believe they'd have a shot at Bregman. And this is the one guy that they would break tendency for. But what I'm saying is I fully support them saying, we're not doing this, not at 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at that point, you've learned. It says you did learn your lesson from all the bad contracts in the past. You may not have been the person who signed them.
Right.
But it was so much dead weight here that, yeah, I would rather wait for the kids than sit here knowing. I mean, walking into. No, it's going to be a bad deal. This is going to be a bad deal in the final, worst case, best case scenario, 5, 6, and 7 is going to probably be a bad deal. But we're going to have to eat the cost, and he's going to be around here. And it's just going to be like having Baez and Miggy again.
Ugh. Go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, pal? How are you?
Hi, can we have a conversation, Mike?
Well, yeah, I'm here till 6. Yeah. What's up?
Mike. You always say, and you're contradicting yourself, you always say, let's win now, worry later. Okay, look how close they got last year. Now, adding Bregman, okay, the extra jerseys, and even Rico says this, the sales, the excitement, the season ticket sales, they will more than pay for the remainder too. Am I totally wrong on this? Let's win now in this division.
No, well, you're not totally wrong on anything because I like Bregman, and I wish I could bring him here. Mike, my problem is, well, there's a multitude. Let's work through this. A, I have a fear that if you fire a bullet here and it doesn't work, your owner's never spending money again, ever. The fact that we still have this, you know, reports from baseball insiders saying the Tigers are gun shy because of the Baez experience. Like, you've got to be kidding me. My issue with Bregman is the following. This is a bad ballpark for him. So I worry about the power numbers, right? There's no Crawford boxes. There's no short porch. This is a tough park, Mike, for a dead pull hitter.
Mike, they don't play all their games here. Think of the excitement. And it is 7 years. Say it's 7 years.
Okay.
They get to the World Series, which they got very close to. If they can inject clarity back in this division, that will more than pay for the remainder, too, on all the extra sales and the excitement.
I think it can. I think the problem you end up with, Mike, is there could be something as soon as year four. If Bregman's walk rate doesn't recover, if the power doesn't return, you could be in a position where you simply have a continuation of Baez.
But who cares if they win now, Mike?
Right, but they're not going to win the World Series.
That's
okay, but Mike, hold on. So here's our disagreement. Okay. It's the only one. Because I'd love to sign him.
Mike, you're right. That's what you've said, yeah.
Right, but they're not going to win the World Series.
How do you know?
Yeah, none of us know anything. You don't know they will. I don't know they won't. I don't do things for that purpose. My point is, I want the guy on a 5-year deal, and even that's stretching it. If you go to 7, I worry what he's going to look like, and then you're stuck. I understand the money.
That they will make the Tigers in those 3 or 4 years. Let's say the Lions are in the World Series, say they're in the Super Bowl this week. Now, big that would be money wise for Detroit, win or lose. Same with Detroit.
Sure, but see, I view what they did. But Mike, the difference I think between you and I is I think
go ahead.
I believe last year was a fluke the way that they did it, and I'm sensing
you don't.
Okay, and that's okay. But I don't believe the pitching chaos, which your own manager said is unsustainable, and the way that they went, 35-11, and the Twins collapsed. Mike,
Who do you think is going to beat him in this division, Mike?
I think Cleveland could. I think Minnesota could.
Even with their pitching?
Yes. Okay. Look, Mike, here's the thing. If you ask me right now, do I think they are going to win this division? Probably 51% yes, 49% no.
If they get Bregman? How's your percentage go if they get Bregman?
Well, we did a topic yesterday. It was the, I think they
jumped up to 53%.
Yeah, they have like a 40% shot at the playoffs now, according to Fangraphs. Okay. It would go to 52.3. Was that it, Rico?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, Mike, there's no doubt they become a better team next year. But if
even ticket sales, excitement, jerseys, all that stuff.
Agree on all fronts. If you could sell me your owner was serious about baseball and was serious about spending money, I would actually go your way with this. I would. I worry that if they do this and it doesn't work, we're going to be shopping in the discount DVD bin forever.
You're looking at about 5 to 6 years.
But, Mike, you're saying if it doesn't work, what if it happens to work? We've been through this before. What if it does work?
If it does work, you win the Central, you make the playoffs, and then you get aced out in a 7-game series. But, yes, Mike, go ahead. Do me a favor. I want you to call down to Olympia. You have the conversation for me. I would sign him. My issue is still I don't want to be in terrible contracts. Bregman has got a brass set of balls asking for 6 or 7 years.
As I stated before, him asking for this much tells me he knows the clock is ticking on me. If you were bringing in a difference maker for 7 years, a Jose Ramirez, Austin Riley playing third base, okay, no problem. It was like when you signed Miggy. I'll deal with the bad years when the bad years come, but I know you got 5-6 years of good baseball. He's not that big of a difference maker that I'm willing to invest 7 years.
Look, he's probably going to come, wherever team he goes, will probably be a 4-war player. That's probably what you get. Not 5, not 6, not 10, 4. Okay. He's a damn good ball player. But a 7-year pact? I just think his reps are giving him bad advice. But you know what? If he gets 7 years, great. It won't be with me.
7 years, you got to be a difference maker, or you got to give me a hell of an impact right now for multiple years.
Let's get a little football in the mix, shall we? Dave, whispers, music, please. Kenny, the backup quarterback, is in because David can't talk today.
Yeah, I'll be the backup dancer. I'll save you guys from having to listen to David whisper through a blitz here.
It's Hendon Hooker. Hey.
Right. No, it's Teddy Bridgewater, actually, because he's a second string. Okay, so I'm going to read some headlines for you guys. Just want you guys' reaction from what we got going on in the world of football today. Chip Kelly, new OC in Las Vegas. He is now the highest paid assistant coach in the NFL. $6 million per year.
It's dumb. Truthfully, it's totally stupid. I mean,
on the Raiders?
Yes, it's ridiculous. If you're Chip Kelly, you take it all day, every day. But Chip Kelly flamed out in the NFL. He was good for about 8 weeks. Now you've made him a higher paid assistant coach than accomplished people like Vic Fangio. Like, think of the play called, like Cliff Kingsbury. Mm-hmm. It is jaw-dropping to me. Oh, by the way, is Chip Kelly a genius, or did Ohio State spend $32 million to win a natty? My dog could have called plays for OSU. So I think it's ridiculous.
You see Jeremiah? Throw him the ball.
Yeah.
Here's what I think it's – I saw this coming because Chip Kelly, I'll give him credit, realized, I don't want to be a head coach, but I love football.
Right.
I don't like kissing babies and shaking hands. And I just want to make plays, call plays, do that.
Yeah.
And no NFL team was going to do it. So he goes to college. He maximizes at Ohio State. Yes. Did they have a ton of players? They did. But guess what happens in the NFL, Mike? You bring in a lot of free agents and you have a lot of weapons. Like, let's say he was here for the Lions. He would have a lot of weapons at his disposal.
But he ain't with the Lions.
But he knows. But I'm saying if he gets with the Raiders and with I was going to say Dick Vermeil, Pete Carroll.
They're the same. They're both ancient.
Right. It allows him to just focus on this. And I think if you're the Raiders, it's a long-term investment because you know he's not trying to bail. I don't think he ever wants to be a head coach again.
No, he doesn't.
He's going to be our coordinator. So if we could work out a system, it's going to be a system that lasts for years.
I'm getting major John Elway vibes from Tom Brady. That's all I'll tell you. Just because you were a great quarterback doesn't make you a great front office executive. Wow. So far, I'm getting some serious Elway vibes from TB12.
That's a great comp right there.
Up next, Paxton Lynch.
You know what? This is why you're the marquee. Dick Vermeil, that's right. But you actually brought up something.
No, you know, we did a topic pre-show that featured Dick Vermeil. We're not doing that right now. We'll move forward. That'll be at a later date. Go ahead.
Actually, David has something to say about this.
Yes, David.
They don't have a QB in Las Vegas.
What the hell is that?
I think he AI-generated Snoop Dogg on his phone.
Perfect.
Okay, you know what? You got to do that from here on out for the rest of the show.
Digital hatchet.
Okay, so the next one here, the NFL. I mean, speaking of dumb, the NFL is headed to Australia.
Yeah.
According to the Herald Sun, the Melbourne Cricket Ground will host 3 NFL games beginning in 2026. Looks like Rams and Eagles.
Don't need it. Don't want it. Don't care about it. I think it's stupid. If I were one of these team owners, I would raise hell.
Well, the Eagles did. The Eagles said, we'll play in the game, but it's not going to be our home game. We'll travel, make it somebody else's, and we'll do it. If you're going to say it's going to be our game, you can forget about it. We went to Brazil, and we gained nothing from this. So
go to the team that has no fan base.
Right.
Got it.
Like the Jags. Is it really a big deal if they play games in England? No. Now, here's the other problem that you're going to have locally. You may end up in one of these games. The Lions haven't been overseas in a long time.
Last time they were was?
Was it 14?
The week that old Decorum got fired.
You're right.
They went and got crushed by KC, right?
You're right.
And then pass back and forth kind of thing got clipped.
So I'm the Lions are. Now, the other problem is you're doing this, but you're not even setting yourself up with the fans correctly because you're going to release the schedule and you're going to give your fans roughly 3 months to plan an Australian vacation. Let's just say the Lions were one of the teams, and you know how the Lions take over. Congratulations, you got 3 months to get your plans together to go visit Australia.
Just move on. I hate the whole thing. I hate the whole concept of it.
So three dumb headlines right in a row for you guys.
Oh,
The third one is, I was scrolling through socials today, and I read this. Ravens GM says team uses Madden ratings and model to evaluate players. What in the hell does that mean?
No, not the Woody Johnson.
Yes, exactly.
Are you kidding me? All right, so how is this real? We did a story, I don't know, a month ago, when there was this Woody Johnson expose, Jets, They vetoed the Jerry Jeudy trade because he didn't think his Madden rating was high enough.
The Sun.
Right. That's a real story, by the way. But the Ravens and Eric DaCosta, who are one of the best organizations in football, they admitted publicly they use Madden ratings?
Yes.
As a part of their process?
Yes. At Super Bowl Radio Row Media Day, he said
I treat this
yes.
like UFOs. Not real. I can't. I don't accept this. I don't accept it.
See, here's the thing. We made fun of the Jets, but I kind of think this is real because...
How could this be real?
Because as a GM, you're trying to gather any information you can.
Madden. And look, Madden.
Because Madden...
Madden.
Madden takes a ton of time in their research.
They're nerds. Do you know how I know this?
Right!
I know people in the building.
Exactly.
They're nerds.
Exactly, but... Nerds rule the world.
Guys who are doing ratings down there are wearing Batman t-shirts.
And guess what?
Nerds.
Mike. And the nerds are doing all the dirty work for you. They're doing stuff that, you know what? Oh, you already did this?
Okay.
Oh, you ran this.
Here's my deal. You might be right about everything you're saying. I want to state publicly, I am choosing to live in an alternate reality. That seems to be popular for a lot of people on a lot of topics these days. I'm creating my own bubble.
So
this isn't real.
So your pronouns are now not here?
That's it. Not here. Not Earth. Not, and I just...
You identify as not here.
Okay. I refuse to acknowledge that I live in this world. That's all I'm telling you. This story cannot be real because I refuse to accept it.
I mean, is it that far off when you think about Jaden Daniels and the virtual reality?
Yes, it is. They're men, not machines. You can't assign a number to somebody's ability. A video game is one thing. Real life warfare for billions of dollars? Come on. You know what? Next.
You should assign ratings to people that work here based on like a Madden rating.
Here, let me help you. Everyone here gets about a 50 OVR.
Isn't this the next...
limited dev traits.
Isn't this the next evolution of analytics?
No, it's a video game.
Printer on the ground, 50 overall.
.38 speed.
All right, next one here. Miles Garrett, this is a warning to Lions fans. Miles Garrett was making his rounds on Radio Row yesterday and was asked about the Commanders. He said he would go to the Commanders. He also got an offer or a pitch from the Eagles as well.
Yeah, listen, he's asked questions. The one thing he said that I want to point towards Rico, he talked about wherever I go, you got to have a great quarterback. It's not about having a great defense as much. You got to have that guy. And I went, man, it's almost like Rico has an earpiece in Miles Garrett's ear. Like, is Goff good enough that Miles Garrett would consider it?
No.
Oh, my God.
He's not.
I don't want to live in that world either.
Okay, not. Or here.
Damn.
No.
Does it give you trepidation about Detroit's chances?
Yes. If it's based on a quarterback, and I know Detroiters don't want to hear this because, you know, Jared Goff, though I haven't heard that being chanted in a few weeks. No, because if you were on a playground and you had your choice between a lot of quarterbacks, Jared Goff wouldn't be one of the first selections. And you look at, Jaden Daniels, that doesn't look like that's going to be a flash in the pan. He's doing this with no weapons. Imagine if Goff and Daniels switched teams. Oh, my goodness.
Here's my one argument. Lions have a top five offense. Commanders don't.
Mm-hmm.
And if I add Miles Garrett, Miles, let me ask you a question. Who's the opposite end who's going to draw some double teams in Washington? Oh, wait, Homer Simpson. Come here, it's Aiden Hutchinson. Let's be legendary.
It is, but it's the thing. What he's telling you is what I've... In the NFL circle, like, Goff is a good quarterback. He's not looked at as elite. He's not looked at as great.
But he's several steps from being a game manager. Is that fair? Oh, God.
No.
Oh, God.
No, and here's why. Game manager is not a four-letter word. Jared Goff as a game manager, win 15 games. Jared Goff as playmaker, lose 3 games.
That's fair. Next.
And that isn't football today.
Thank you, AI generator. All right, so before we turn our attention to the Super Bowl and other things, I do want to get to Jeff. He'll get the last word on the Bregman thing, a few ticket texts, and I'm still recovering from both AI-generated David, who David lost his voice straight up. It's not a game or a joke. Can't talk. And considering he's leading the Sabbath Super Bowl, they have this huge, it's called Psalms Fest, and they have this huge party down at the church. David is supposed to sing for 2 hours straight Sunday. Unbelievable.
It's a multi-day festival, just like a rock concert.
Mm-hmm. You've heard of, you know, like...
Like Lollapalooza for yeah. religious people.
Corinthians Carnival. Let's go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, what's going on, bud?
Hey, this is the first time I've had the heart to call back since the Lion, you know, got knocked out. So it took all the courage I had.
Well, welcome.
Welcome back, Jeff.
All right, well, the Bregman thing, Mike just nailed it so well. I mean, the host Mike, not the caller Mike, but about... Every time we do one of these deals, one is, I believe they don't buy out bias because they want everybody to look at that money that's, you know, doing nothing and leave it there instead of writing a check and it's behind us. And we can just name the names. We did it all the way back with Zimmerman and Cabrera, Baez, and even Maglio Ordonez. It's just keeping those extra 2 or 3 years seemed to be an excuse for them not to go and spend more money. And I think you were right on, Mike, when you said that your fear is, yeah.
Well, and again, I don't, Rico, do you share the fear I have that if they fire this bull, because obviously caller Mike was like a buzzsaw. Right. He really wanted to get after
it. Well, he's about jersey sales and all of that
stuff. Do you agree with what Jeff and I are saying, which is if they fire this bullet and it doesn't work, oh, they're never going to give us candy again.
Okay, yeah, because... The empirical data is right there. They did it with Baez, and look how hard it is for them to sign anybody past a year or two that's really worth anything. So, yes, I agree that they are gun shy from deals blowing up in their face.
And how about this? I mean, and again, we're not talking like the Lions where we're so close and maybe a Garrett you can mortgage the future for to – get that a legitimate 2 to 3 year window at a Super Bowl or Super Bowl. I don't think Bregman does that. I think he gives us a chance to be maybe go play for the World Series, but I don't see him winning us one as a guarantee. It might happen and it might not. I think that it's a risk, and to go beyond say 4, maybe 5 with a option or something, but to go 7 years, you're just looking at 3 bad years where we won't spend a penny. We'll cut any salary we have,
yeah,
and just rinse and repeat. Thank you very much.
No, yeah, you're good. And for people just tuning in, look, it was in the update as we started the show. We pivoted right to it. If Bregman is steadfast on getting 6 or 7 years, I'm out, and I'll defend Scott Harris and I'll defend the Tigers on it. I want the guy, but it can't be at a ridiculous price. It's no different than trading for a player. Look, I want Myles Garrett, and I'm happy to beat the market. I'm happy to give up more than anybody else. But if some goofball comes in with 2 ones, 2 twos, and a hot fudge sundae, I'm out. You just hit a point where you go, you know what? I can't impugn the team on this. Now, I can knock the Tigers for a multitude of things. I can't knock them because they won't give 7 years to Alex Bregman. They shouldn't. And if they do, I'm going to rip them. Because I don't believe that's a good deal. And I have outlined, I don't control what anybody else on the station says. Everybody has a right to an opinion. I disagree with the idea that this guy's Brooks Robinson. There are some serious red flags in the data. Do I want him? Sure. But I'm not going to cripple my team to do it.
Right there. There's a limit to this. It's like, guys.
Like, I'll cripple my team for Ohtani or Soto, and I don't have to worry about 2034.
Thank you. Like I said, if you were getting the best third baseman in baseball, yes, you're not. You're getting a good third baseman.
You're right. And again, you can't, this is the problem. You can't fall in love with seasons that are 5, 6 years ago.
Correct. Because I was going to say, if you're getting him at 25, he's 25. All right, 7 years, he'll be 32.
Oh, you mean 2019 Bregman?
Yes.
The last time he had an explosive season?
And guys, here's the other thing. And here's where I think he will help the Tigers out?
Yes.
I do. But here's the thing. If you sign him up for 7 years, you got to be prepared. His numbers will go down. His power will go down. You have to hope that he becomes basically a doubles hitter and not necessarily a home run hitter, but to kind of balance things out.
And I'm a stickler for that because at third base, first base, no, I need 30-plus home run power. Oh, right. You're old school. Yes, I am. I can't have Alex Bregman, whose power might be capped out at 20 as a Tiger because 81 of the games are at Comerica and because of his bat ball profile. Guess what? Rico's right. Unless he's going to turn into Edgar Martinez, Kenny, you'll have to Google who that is, and he's going to start lacing 50 doubles a year. No.
Right. Yeah, you're going to have hope that, you know what, he's got men on first and second, and he hits a double, drives one of them home, or maybe both. That's it.
Let's get a few tick. Whoa.
Snoop?
The Detroit Pistons have made a trade.
Don't play with my emotions.
Detroit is acquiring Dennis Schroeder from the Utah Jazz. Sources tell ESPN that's per Shams.
It's a part of the Jimmy Butler deal.
Yeah, that's all the details that are out right now. We'll update further when more comes in.
Okay, so how do I frame this?
He's averaging 14 points, 5 assists a game.
Dennis Schroeder's a difficult cap. He's kind of a horse's ass, but he can play. Now, you need an Ivy replacement. He is an Ivy replacement. Will he help you? Mm-hmm. Yes. Do I want him here long term? No. You attached yourself as Team 12 to this Butler deal?
Yeah.
So it's not a separate thing, just so I'm clear?
Yeah, it looks like it's a part of the Butler deal. I don't know how pyramid works.
Here's how this works. The Pistons are likely the only team in the deal that has cap space. They can take on Dennis Schroeder.
It says here he's a free agent at the end of the year.
Exactly why I'm okay with this is I would never want him long term. He's a pain in the ass. But he can play. And I think in the role that they need him, it'll take a little bit of pressure off Cade. Certainly replaces the Ivy because Ivy's dead. He's done for the year.
So, yeah, you now have some productivity with him.
I'm good with
him. Beasley. Oh, yeah.
But, and I didn't
and
have
it's
to,
1 year.
Didn't have to give up anything. Because from the sounds of it, this is where the NBA's got to do something. We cannot do these deals with 4 or 5 teams. I mean, you need a whiteboard, a matrix. It's ridiculous. But, yeah, now here's the problem. Nobody cares.
That's not true.
Nobody cares.
David cares. He just can't speak.
The problem is, again, nobody knows who Dennis Schroeder is. You got to really follow the league, know who Dennis Schroeder is.
You know what?
So I can say, hey, nice job by the team, right? It'll help make the playoffs.
Is he a NASCAR driver too? That was a funny line yesterday.
Lori Markkanen, he's probably an F1 driver, right? Yeah, he's roommates with Verstappen. But, look, this is the good part for the Pistons. Any amount of effort. They're making the playoffs because no one in the East is trying. This is the worst Eastern Conference in history. That doesn't take away their turnaround and how wonderful it is.
No.
But we can be honest about ourselves. It doesn't mean they're good.
No.
Oh, but last night they were close against the Cavs. Yeah, look at the footnote. Donovan Mitchell didn't play. You think I care?
This, to me, says, okay, they'll stay out of the play-in game and probably just be in the playoffs.
And then get swept by the Cavs in the first round. Or the Celtics.
No, because if you're in the play-in, people play them. So
whatever. Okay. You're right. They'll be out in 5. That's fine.
Maybe they win a series. Maybe they pull the Tigers and they win a series.
Over who? You know what? We'll leave it alone. It's a you know what? Nice job. You use your cap space for the rest of the year. You pick up a guy that replaces Ivy, and then you can promptly throw Schroeder in the garbage. I'm good with it. You guys will like him. He's not bad. He's mouthy. He's just, I don't know. Schroeder bothered me. He was the kid who came into the league with the Pepe Le Pew haircut. Remember? He had it was like a blonde pepperoni. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what?
Why?
Buddy.
Why?
Come on, you got to get rid of that. It's ridiculous.
Yes, but it worked. That's why he's been
on a lot of teams, too. I'd have to go look. He started in Atlanta. He's had time in, I feel 6 places.
You know what it feels like?
Why is everybody in the league communion bread? They just get passed around.
I don't know. It reminds me Chauncey Billups. He was always a part of every trade.
Celtics traded him 3 months into his career. Huh. Can you imagine?
He was here. He was there. He played for this team. He played for that team. And then he came to Detroit and became Mr. Big Shot.
Yeah, look at this. Grizzlies just shipped out Marcus Smart. You hate to see it. How long did I want Smart to be off the Celtics?
Oh, wow. Well,
that guy's got a Michael Jordan ego with a Yinka Dare skill set. See you later.
He's going to have a lot of time to think about it playing for the Wizards.
Not playing. Yeah. Right, your career's over.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You're in the Wizards.
Yeah, the Wizards will basically drive you to faking your
the
own.
The only thing worse than that is playing for the Hornets.
Which I want to say I'm sorry to you. Because I know your boy know. Just went there. Dalton yeah. Connect. His career's over.
Connect four. Yeah, he'll be. Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. Okay, then.
You know what? But have you seen how slim Luka looks?
They put him in a 7X jersey. I mean.
When I showed him, like, they did the anti James Harden. Remember when he was walking, wearing his mediums?
In the pregame?
Right. Yeah. They did the anti.
Dude, Luka had that thing bloused. Bloused.
Hey, looks like he's about 180. No, he's just in a really big jersey.
Like, you know how Brian Robinson created the big hats?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the jersey they had Luka in. Come on, man. People are so dumb. Oh, Mavericks slandered him. Yeah, you're right. You're right. They made an organizational decision that they might end up killing their entire organization. But you're right. He was in great shape.
And it looks like Durant will not be traded before the deadline.
He killed the deal?
Yeah, he did. Looks like because he was headed to Golden State.
I
guess Butler was headed there, and
we'll get to Jimmy Butler later. But there you go. There's your NBA trade deadline. Pistons pick up a guy you don't know, but he's actually decent, and you're not stuck with him. A+ to me. I think it cements the Pistons are going to make the playoff, and I still don't believe any of the teams below them are trying hard enough to come up and get him. So as long as you don't fall apart, you might avoid the play-in. But there's no topic. I mean, 2-4-8, like, are you thrilled? It's like, I can't ask people to call. I don't know who the hell the guy is. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more relevant issues next.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.